आकाशवाणी प्रेजेंट्स मॉर्निंग न्यूज। गुड मॉर्निंग, आई एम नरेश मागो। द हेडलाइंस। प्राइम मिनिस्टर नरेंद्र मोदी होल्ड समिट टॉक्स विद हिज जापानीज काउंटरपार्ट शिगेरू इशिबा इन टोक्यो। बोथ लीडर्स अग्री टू फर्दर स्ट्रेंथन इंडिया जापान स्पेशल स्ट्रेटेजिक एंड ग्लोबल पार्टनरशिप। Japan to invest 10 trillion yen in India over next 10 years. Two countries also adopt joint declaration on security cooperation. India's GDP grows to a 5-quarter high of 7.8% in first quarter of financial year 2025-26. Relief and rescue operations underway in rain-affected Uttarakhand, Himachal Pradesh, Punjab and Telangana to restore normalcy. IMD forecasts heavy rainfall over Himachal Pradesh, Uttarakhand, Punjab and coastal Karnataka today. India submits proposal to host 2030 Commonwealth Games in Ahmedabad. And India beat Nepal 5-0 to seal SAF Under-17 Women's Championship title. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and his Japanese counterpart Shigeru Ishiba have unveiled a comprehensive decade-long roadmap aimed at deepening strategic, economic and technological cooperation between the two countries. The two leaders made the announcement after summit talks in Tokyo yesterday. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said, during the 15th India-Japan annual summit, Prime Minister Ishiba and he reviewed the full range of bilateral ties between our nations and agreed to further strengthen the India-Japan Special Strategic and Global Partnership. In a joint press meet after the talks, Mr. Modi said, both countries have set a target of 10 trillion yen investment in India from Japan in the next 10 years.
अगले दशक के लिए एक रोड मैप बनाया है। हमारे विजन के केंद्र में इन्वेस्टमेंट, इनोवेशन, इकोनॉमिक सिक्योरिटी, एनवायरनमेंट, टेक्नोलॉजी, हेल्थ, मोबिलिटी, पीपल टू पीपल एक्सचेंजेस एंड ट्रेड प्रिफ्रेक्चर पार्टनरशिप, ये प्रमुख बातें हैं। हमने अगले 10 वर्षों में जापान से भारत में 10 ट्रिलियन येन निवेश का लक्ष्य निर्धारित किया है।
The Prime Minister affirmed India and Japan's commitments to a free, open, peaceful, prosperous and rules-based Indo-Pacific. He said India and Japan have the same concerns about terrorism and security with respect to defense and maritime security.
हमने निर्णय किया है कि डिफेंस इंडस्ट्री और इनोवेशन के क्षेत्र में आपसी सहयोग को और सशक्त किया जाएगा. Together we carry a common dream of peace, progress and prosperity of our peoples and for the world.
Later, briefing the media on PM Modi's Japan visit, Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri said the two countries have agreed to adopt a joint declaration on security cooperation.
Both leaders exchanged the joint vision for the next decade. This is a 10-year strategic roadmap in economic and functional cooperation between the two sides, and in order to give new vigor to the relationship, both governments have decided to advance cooperation across 8 pillars. And these pillars are economic relations, economic security, mobility, ecological sustainability, technology and innovation, health, people-to-people exchanges, and partnerships between Indian states and Japanese prefectures.
Prime Minister Modi reached Tokyo yesterday on a 2-day visit to Japan. Our correspondent covering the Prime Minister's visit to Japan shares the details of Mr. Modi's engagements scheduled for day 2. A report.
On the second day of the 15th India-Japan Annual Summit, Prime Minister Narendra Modi interacted with the members of National Governors Association in Tokyo. Following the talks, Prime Minister Narendra Modi and his counterpart Shigeru Ishiba departed for Sendai in Miyagi Prefecture by Shinkansen bullet train. In Sendai, the two leaders will visit the Tokyo Electron Factory, a major manufacturer of semiconductor production equipment. Japan is aiming to reduce its dependence on imports. During the bilateral talks held yesterday, India and Japan launched an economic security initiative to promote supply chain resilience in semiconductors and other strategic sectors. From Sendai, after the factory visit, Prime Minister Modi will travel to China to attend the SCO summit. Om Avasthi, Akashvani News, Tokyo.
The 25th Heads of State Council meeting of the Shanghai Cooperation Organization, SCO, will begin tomorrow in Tianjin, China. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will participate in the two-day summit, joining the global leaders for high-level deliberations. We have a report.
This is the fifth time China will host the SCO summit. Chinese President Xi Jinping will chair the proceedings, with more than 20 world leaders and 10 heads of international organizations expected to attend. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Russian President Vladimir Putin are among the prominent participants, making this the largest and most ambitious SCO gathering so far. Under the theme, Upholding the Shanghai Spirit, SCO on the Move, China has declared 2025 as the SCO year of sustainable development. The summit will review achievements of the past 25 years, adopt a 10-year development strategy and deliberate on regional security, economic growth, connectivity, counter-terrorism and cultural cooperation. Ritesh Kapoor, Akashwani News, Tianjin.
India's real gross domestic product, GDP, is estimated to grow by 7.8% in April to June quarter of financial year 2025-26 at a five-quarter high. In the fourth quarter of the last financial year, the GDP had grown by 7.4%, whereas the same stood at 6.5% in the first quarter of the previous fiscal year. According to the quarterly estimates of GDP for the first quarter of the current fiscal, released by the Ministry of Statistics and Program Implementation, the nominal GDP has witnessed a growth rate of 8.8% during the same period. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. In Uttarakhand, efforts are in full swing to restore normalcy in rain and landslide-affected districts of the state. The worst-hit areas, Uttarkashi, Rudraprayag, Bageshwar and Tihri, are witnessing large-scale relief and rescue operations as authorities work around the clock to stabilize the situation. 5 people lost their lives yesterday, while 11 are reported to be missing after heavy rainfall in the Rudraprayag, Chamoli and Bageshwar districts. In Rudraprayag's Basu Kedar Tehsil, over 200 people have been safely rescued and relocated since yesterday following heavy rainfall. Continuous heavy rainfall in Himachal Pradesh has severely disrupted normal life. We have a report.
The spell of heavy rain in the state shows no sign of abating. The Meteorological Center in Shimla has issued an orange alert for heavy to very heavy rainfall in some areas over the next 24 hours. In the Barmore area of Chamba district, thousands of pilgrims undertaking the Mani Mahesh Yatra are stranded due to damaged roads. The local administration and police are engaged in rescue efforts. The State Disaster Management Authority has issued helpline numbers 98166-98166 and 01899-226950 for the convenience of stranded pilgrims. Due to the bad weather, all educational institutions will remain closed today. Chief Minister Sukhvinder Singh Sukhu has directed all deputy commissioners and other officials to intensify relief and rehabilitation operations in the state. Prabha Sharma, Akashwani News, Shimla.
In Punjab, several districts are reeling under massive floods as water levels in the Satluj, Bias and Ravi rivers and seasonal rivulets rose due to heavy rains. The massive inflow from hilly regions has inundated several low-lying areas across the state. Relief and rescue operations are in full swing with the Army, NDRF, SDRF, Punjab Police and several voluntary organizations working tirelessly on the ground. In Telangana, rescue and relief operations are underway in the flood-affected districts of Kamareddy, Nizamabad and Medak, where several colonies and villages remain submerged. Restoration work is progressing on National Highway 44, which suffered multiple breaches between Sadashiv Nagar and Biknur, disrupting traffic. Meanwhile, the India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall at isolated places over coastal Karnataka, Himachal Pradesh, Punjab and Uttarakhand today. The Met Department has also predicted heavy rainfall at isolated places over northeast Bihar, Rajasthan, Gujarat, Delhi, Madhya Pradesh, Maharashtra and parts of South India today. Russian President Vladimir Putin will pay an official visit to India in December this year amid growing ties between the two nations following U.S. trade tariffs. Kremlin foreign policy aide Yuri Ushakov told reporters in Moscow that the Russian president will discuss preparation for the December visit to India, during the meeting with Prime Minister Narendra Modi on the sidelines of the SCO summit in China's Tianjin on Monday. Israel carried out a major airstrike against Iran-aligned armed group Houthi in Yemen's capital Sana'a. The military and political leadership of the Houthis suffered major losses in this attack. According to local media reports, Houthi Prime Minister Ahmed al-Rahabi and several of his associates were killed in the attack on an apartment. The strikes targeted top military officials, including the group's defense minister. India has officially submitted its proposal to host the 2030 Commonwealth Games, marking a significant step in its ambition to bring the multi-sport event back to the country after two decades. The formal bid was submitted to the President of Commonwealth Sport, the Commonwealth Games Federation, Dr. Donald Rukare, by a delegation with representation from the Commonwealth Games Association of India and the Government of Gujarat in London yesterday. The bid positions Ahmedabad as the host city for the centenary edition of the Games, marking 100 years of the Commonwealth Games. Addressing the media after submitting the proposal, Gujarat Sports Minister Harsh Sanghvi shared that the proposal to host the Commonwealth Games 2030 reflects India's commitment to delivering a Games that is sustainable and inclusive.
2030 अहमदाबाद के लिए ऑफिशियल बिड कॉमनवेल्थ प्रेसिडेंट को प्रस्तुत की गई है आने वाले दिनों में इसके प्रेजेंटेशन और ये चालू रहेंगे खासतौर पे पिछले 10 सालों में भारत में स्पोर्ट्स के लिए एक नई दिशा सभी खिलाड़ियों के लिए नई फैसिलिटीज प्रस्तुत की गई एवं अवेलेबल करवाई गई है
Indian Olympic Association President P.T. Usha has welcomed the move. In a statement, she said this bid represents the aspirations of an entire nation. And now, news from the world of sports.
In football, India has sealed the 2025 SAFF Under-17 Women's Championship title in a dominant fashion, overpowering Nepal 5-0 in Thimphu yesterday. With the trophy secured, 5 wins in 5 matches, 27 goals scored and none conceded, India will now focus on their final match of the championship against Bangladesh tomorrow. In badminton, star men's double pair of Satvik Sairaj Ranki Reddy and Chirag Shetty have stormed into the semi-final of the World Championships in Paris, assuring India of a medal at the tournament. The Indian duo thrashed Malaysia 2-0 in the quarterfinals. They will now take on China in the semi-finals today. Moving on to athletics, the Athletic Federation of India, in coordination with the International Association of Ultra Runners, will organize 50-kilometer World Championships in December this year. Vice President of World Athletics has informed that India will host a series of 50-kilometer World Championships. The first of the series will be held on December 7th in New Delhi from Jawaharlal Nehru Stadium. Sanyukta Yadav, Sports Desk.
And now, for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Shagun Chopra.
Thank you, Naresh. Under the headline, Dead Economy, Anyone? Expansion at 7.8% in first quarter. The Economic Times reports that economic growth has hit the highest in five quarters as production grew by 7.7% and services by over 9%. A front-page headline in the Indian Express says, amid U.S. chill, warmth in Tokyo, 10 trillion yen investment digital ties. Not just Annadatas, farmers producing biofuels now Urja Datas, says Gadkari, notes the Statesman. And finally, is a heavy dose of nostalgia around the corner. Under the headline, double-decker buses may return to the capital after nearly three decades, The Times of India writes that the Delhi Transport Corporation is preparing a pilot run to test the feasibility of running double-decker buses in the national capital. And with that, it's back to you, Naresh.
Thank you, Shagun. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi holds summit talks with his Japanese counterpart Shigeru Ishiba in Tokyo. Both leaders agree to further strengthen India-Japan's special strategic and global partnership. Japan to invest 10 trillion yen in India over next 10 years. Two countries also adopt joint declaration of security cooperation. India's GDP grows to a five-quarter high of 7.8% in first quarter of financial year 2025-26. Relief and rescue operations underway in rain-affected Uttarakhand, Himachal Pradesh, Punjab and Telangana to restore normalcy. IMD forecasts heavy rainfall over Himachal Pradesh, Uttarakhand, Punjab and coastal Karnataka today. India submits proposal to host 2030 Commonwealth Games in Ahmedabad, and India beat Nepal 5-0 to seal SAF Under-17 Women's Championship title. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.